You've reached the Inspirational Voice message line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Exodus chapter 40, verses 1 through 7, setting up the tabernacle. When the Lord said to Moses, "Set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, on the first day of the first month, place the ark on the covenant law in it, and shield the ark with the curtain. Bring in the table and set out what belongs on it. Then bring in the lampstand and set up the lamps. Place the gold altar of incense in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law and put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. Place the altar of burnt offering in front of the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. Place the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it." God blesses the reading and hearing of Scripture. Setting up the tabernacle almost reminds me of setting up your house for a party. You're setting up the outdoor space for a picnic. You're putting all the things that mean a lot to you and all the things that are going to make your people feel at home, all your guests. In the last 2 years, we have felt very distant. We felt very disconnected in terms of being forced to do a lot of things virtually. A lot of things online, a lot of things from a distance. And although that brought more people together because we could interact with the touch of a button, it also made us very distant and very separate. And it was easy to sit at home in our pajamas with a cup of coffee and the kids nearby to have that discussion and to watch church. But going to church and engaging in Bible study and engaging in Sunday school and youth group, it needs that touch, and it needs that connection. I'm reminded when I sit at the pews at Second Presbyterian and I look up at the Tiffany stained glass behind the pastor, and I every single time I sit there and I count the disciples and I look at the colors and I reset. I sit, and I bring my faith and my love for God to that place. And it's interesting because as we sit there, we can't do anything else other than be still. Sometimes our mind wanders and we get pulled away in many directions, but as it's been said, is we can't multitask at church. Our phones are in our pockets, our alarms are set off, our ringers are set to vibrate, if not turned off completely, and our focus is up front. In prayer, we give back. In prayer, we give back as a moment of reflection on the prior week and a moment of excitement for the week ahead. And it's important that we're there, whether we're masked, whether we're in a small group of 4 to 5 deacons putting together coats for a coat drive. That interaction and that engagement is exactly what we've missed. So the hustle and bustle that goes into setting up the tabernacle and setting up God's house and setting up a time for people to come in is exactly what we need in these times, is a place to go and understand that although God's house is wherever people gather, a church is a place of celebration and worship and a place of family and friends. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all you have given us, great and small. All that you have done for us in the past week and all you will do for us in the week ahead. Understand that you follow us wherever we go, and we need not worry how to act, what to say, or what to do, because we know you go there with us. Thank you for setting up our house, setting up our tabernacle, and being a place that we can come and be ourselves, but more importantly, be present and mindful. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with us today, and we hope you have a blessed week.